Log Talk Radio.
Gamond, and it's the Thursday show. Almost the weekend. What do you think? Thursday? Some people don't. Weekends don't mean a whole lot to them, right? Some people have weird schedules, so the weekends are, you know, come and go, right? Friday, Saturdays. So, what was I going to say? What's the show about? It's about miracles. Do you believe in miracles? If you're in the chat room, do you believe in miracles? What is a miracle? How do we create miracles? Do they happen? Can they happen? So I had some thoughts and ideas on miracles, and I thought, how do we create them, really? Because when people are calling, they're asking about stuff. You know, what they want is a miracle, don't they? Something that, let me give you, I got a caller. I'll be with you in a second. Let me do this. Let me give you a definition of a miracle. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicit by nature or scientific laws and therefore is considered to be the work of divine agency. That's a pretty cool definition, isn't it? A highly improbable event or extraordinary event, development or accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences. Now that's one definition. Let me give you another one. Okay, I like this one. Okay, here's one. So, you know, when you look at the definitions, that it's of divine nature. It's not something that it's humanly brought about. Now, people can be instruments of the divine, right? Okay, so here's another definition from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. An unusual or wonderful event that is believed to be caused by the power of God. Okay, or spirit. Or the universe, or whatever word you want to throw in there. So a miracle is something that you're asking for, isn't it? Let me get back to where I was at. Where am I? Oh, here I am. There I am. So we'll talk about that. We'll see if miracles can happen in your life. Now, I put the messenger.info up for a couple of different reasons, and I'll talk a little bit more after caller or two or see what's going on about why I put the messenger up. And really is about, you know, if you want an extended reading beyond what we're doing today, you can set it up through there and contact me. And these are meant to be kind of short and brief. And also, and there's an article on, well, there's some articles that you can read too. And there's an article that I wrote about therapeutic meditations, which I'm kind of rewriting a little bit. That's the main part of my work, is to help people change their beliefs. And what I mean by that is you're, life is about what happens in your life really has to do with your thoughts, your beliefs, your vibration, your actions, and trust. And that's what I try to help people with, is changing those thoughts and beliefs. Because change your thoughts, change your beliefs, change your world. Believe it or not, what you're thinking about is what you're manifesting. And look at people who don't get what they want in life because their thoughts, their beliefs are contrary to what they want. So that's what I do. That's what therapeutic meditations is all about. And you can read a little bit more about it if you go to the messenger or if you want to donate to the show. It's about changing those beliefs, changing those patterns. And you do it at the subconscious. And I got training. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, studied NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and various other modalities to help you to get there. I just use meditation instead of like traditional hypnotherapy, and it works even better, I think. Less fear involved. And we take a journey to your subconscious mind. Ooh, a journey into the subconscious. To find out about those beliefs that might be limiting you. Sometimes what you think your beliefs are, like, I'm not whatever, you know, I'm not old enough, I'm not young enough, I'm, you know, I'm too ugly, whatever it is, right? Money is not something that I acquire easily. I have to work really, really, really hard to get money, that sort of stuff. Sometimes your beliefs are different than that. You wouldn't believe it. Sometimes we go to past lives because your beliefs can stem from your past lives, believe it or not. A lot of what you're thinking now comes from your past lives, and they're influencing you now to make decisions and make choices and to manifest into your life the things that you may not necessarily want. So let me take another couple calls. So we'll talk about past lives if you want. We'll talk to ancestors. I'd love to hear from ancestors of you and maybe famous people. I don't know what's come through. So let me take the call. Somebody hung up on me. Hello.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Well, today I just want to hear from my ancestors as well. Just want to see what comes up.
Just anything. Huh? You don't care about what you want to talk about? You have no particular questions or concerns about that you want to hear about?
Nope. Oh, no question today. I usually have questions for you, but not today. I just want to see what.
Okay, well, it's a male thing. It's male. It's male, and it's on your mother's side. It's male on your mother's. It's a male on your mother's side, and I get the word great, like great grandfather kind of person. Okay, did you know your great grandfather on your mother's side?
No.
He knows you too well, though. He knows you too well. Ooh, he watches you all the time. Does he have anything negative to say about you? No, nothing negative. Actually, very positive. You know, you may not know this person, but he knows you really well because he calls you a sweetheart. You are, aren't you?
I hope so. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, in a very positive way, he's saying that. You've been run over a little bit, like roughshodded in your life. Do you know what he means by that? Do you know what he means by that?
Yes, I feel like I have.
Yeah, you've had some tough times, right? You've had some difficult times. But people have not always respected you in the way you want to be respected, right?
Yeah, it's true.
That's the energy I'm getting. You know, it's like, wow, well, this lady. But he sees you turning a corner towards prosperity. That's nice, isn't it? You've turned a corner towards prosperity. So whatever you're, and I get the word dabbling in. I don't know what dabbling means in this case, but he's saying whatever you're dabbling in now, whatever you're working on will be very prosperous. And he's showing me a garden, and I don't know if you garden or not, but he's showing me a garden, and if whatever you've planted, whatever seeds you're planting in your life, they're going to be beautiful. Okay? They're going to really grow and really big. So what are you doing with your life? What are you doing?
Well, right now, I'm just trying to cut out the negative people and build my credit and work on financial saving some money. Maybe you're talking about that.
What are you doing for work?
Oh, I don't work right now. I get SSI and I get a check for my daughter.
I don't work.
I get two checks.
But whatever you're doing, you're going to get more prosperous. That's what I'm seeing. There's more prosperity in your life. I don't know where that's coming from, but that's what he's saying, that there's more prosperity coming into you. Okay? You don't have any hobbies? Because I'm feeling you do something. I'm feeling you do something that could be really prosperous for you, really help you. Okay?
Oh, probably gambling. I don't know if that's proper. I don't know about gambling either,
but there's something that you're going to be doing that will, you know, we're not talking millions of dollars, but we're talking here that, but he's saying that whatever you, maybe it is gambling. Maybe you're going to win something big, okay?
Okay.
Because he says whatever you're dabbling in, maybe that's it. It will prove to be prosperous for you, okay? So just keep that in mind. Keep a positive attitude.
Okay.
Keep the attitude of a winner. Keep the attitude of a winner.
Okay.
Right?
I will for sure, yes. Do you have more callers, huh?
Yes.
I don't want to take up all your time. I had a quick question about this girl named Tanya. It popped up in my head. I didn't have the question at first, but should I be friends with her?
She's a friend of yours.
Yes, but I'm getting negative vibe from her.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from her about her is that before you even said that, I hear that she drains on you. She drains on you. She pulls on your energy field. Okay?
Yeah.
She's not a positive influence in your life at all.
Okay.
No, nobody's going to tell you. He's not going to tell you not to associate with her, but he's going to tell you that by associating with her, you will never get. That's one of those influences that keeps you from turning into prosperity, okay? Because she's negative. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
So what were we... I got a caller. I'll be with you in a second. Let me just kind of set up a little bit more. Let me give you a quote, and it's a 224 number. Let me give you a quote first, if I can find it. And this is really a cool quote. And it's from the Abraham material, and it kind of ties into what we've been talking about, miracles, and a kind of a weird kind of connection to miracles. But I'll give it to you anyway. You cannot look at what you do not want and not join and perpetuate that vibration. Take your attention from what that which is not in harmony with who you are, and your now vibration will adjust to who you really are, and then you can uplift others. Well, let me kind of tear that one down a little bit, because it's you cannot look at which you do not want and not join and perpetuate that vibration. So if you don't like this or you don't like that, I'll give you a political thing, and I'm not trying to get too political here. If you rant and rave about Donald Trump, all you're going to do is see more Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, whoever it is. The more you look at and focus your attention on somebody like that, the more you're going to get wrapped up in their vibration and continue their negative vibration. Isn't that true, though? You think about people like that, or negative people like that, that the more people feed off of their negativity and pay attention to their negativity, the more negative they become. And it's like a vibrational thing. So take your attention and put it on what you do want. Focus your energy on what you do want. So if you want peace, focus on peace. If you don't like war, focus on peace. If you don't like being poor, focus on having money. Don't sit in poverty. Don't think about poverty. Don't think about what you do not want, which is poverty, or, I don't have a relationship, and I really miss a relationship, and I want to really, you know, you're talking about what you don't have. You got to think in terms of what you do want, which is a relationship. You got to start fantasizing about a relationship and start doing the vision boards about a relationship and put it all out there. This is what I want. Because the more you think about what you don't want, I don't want to be alone. Well, you're thinking about being alone again. Okay, let me see if anybody wants to talk to me. Somebody wants to talk to me. Okay, let's see what's going on. So we'll see what other ancestors are out there floating around loose wanting to talk to people about. So that was a great quote. Now, what's that have to do with miracles? Well, let me give you this, what it has to do with miracles. If you're focusing on what you don't want and you're focusing on the negativity, it doesn't leave you open for miracles in your life because you're pushing that away. Okay, so where are we going? Okay, so we got a 224 number. Ha! Hello?
Hi, George. This is Jill.
Hey, Jill. So what are you pushing against, Jill?
You know what? Hey, Jill, where I live, I have really bad reception.
Okay. So what's that?
So
guys?
Hopefully
we won't get
disconnected. Okay. I was looking for a job. I think I got two jobs at the same time. I'm doing what I was doing. And it's less hours and less money, but I get really good benefits because I don't make that much money. And then the other one is more hours, and I could maybe not even come out ahead. One's working in a nursing home, and one's a school bus aide.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
You know what? I would go with, if I had one, I'd be had one of them, I would be happy either way.
Okay. What do you like doing better?
You know what? I probably like working with elderly people better than children, to be honest with you.
So, well, that's nothing wrong with that. I can relate to that one. I understand that one. So is that the one that you still get your other benefits?
No.
So this is about, so your priority is the money part.
Yes.
And so you're saying if you work with elderly people, that you won't get the money you want, that you'll end up making less money, but have more fun.
I'll end up making more money, but if I don't get the benefits, I may make the same. I may end up with the same, and working twice as much.
Well, so Jill, what do you want to do? I mean, really, it sounds like you don't want to work. You don't particularly want to work with kids, but the other one is really going to be taxing, more difficult for you to do, right?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I could go either way. That's the problem.
Okay, so let's see if your great-grandmother has to say about this, because that's who seems to want to come and give you advice on this
one.
So let me tune. I don't know which side of the family. I just hear great-grandmother, and she's just wanting to put in her 2 cents on this one, okay? She's just saying go with the children in the long run. It'll work out for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can always switch if you don't want to, but this for the time being, it probably will put you in a little better position, because your free time is very important to you, and you need to use it wisely. Okay?
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any other messages?
No, that's it. That's the main one, right? Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Okay.
You know what? You got to shift your attitude about children.
It's not that I don't like, just in, you know, when you're working on a school bus, you can get some really bad kids.
Okay, no,
and
see,
it could
see,
be a really rough year.
Chill. Wait a minute, stop.
Okay.
You're just contradicting what I said to you, or what I read to you earlier. If you focus on what you don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't want.
Right.
But if you go
into
with the attitude, you know, these kids aren't so bad, and I'm going to really enjoy their company, and I'm really going to have fun with them, and, you know, there might be a few bad apples, but I don't have to spend a lot of time with them, and I'm just going to enjoy the company of the good kids. Going with a positive attitude, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and you're going to watch them laugh, and you're going to laugh too, and it's just going to be silly, and you don't have to be too serious. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye now. Yeah. See, isn't that the way it is? If you go into a job or a situation with a negative attitude, oh, that's not what I want. Not the job itself, because you have to shift the attitude about the job. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to really enjoy it. Now, there might be a few problems, but, you know, I can turn that around. I'm a good person. I can even turn around. She could even go in with the attitude. You know what? I can turn them around to some degree. I can help them to be, you know, I can be, my positive energy and my positive attitude can influence these young people to have a little more positive attitude. Yeah. Why not? That's how you influence other people. That's how your positive attitudes can influence other people to lighten up a little bit. It may not turn them completely around. They still could be brats, but at least they're better brats than they were before, right? Better brats. I like that. A better brat than you were before. Okay, I'm not going to sing. Promise I will not sing. Okay, 646 and 253. So let me take the 646 and then the 253. So I'll be with you in a minute. Okay. Positive attitude. Go in with a positive attitude. Hello.
Hey, George, Helena, and success and how to get compensated for my creative work and talent.
What?
You wanted to know what I wanted and maybe what the ancestors want to tell me. It's success and to get paid well for my creative work and talent.
Yeah. The male energy, and he's saying, yeah, just be persistent. Just be persistent. You'll get what you want in the long run. Just be persistent. And keep smiling as you're being persistent. Stay joyful as you're being persistent. And what else he's saying? That you're worth every penny that you put out there. You're worth every penny that you get or more. So you feel like you're getting too little. from what
you're
doing?
Yeah, and not enough opportunity either. You know,
okay,
I'm
well
going
then,
on some auditions.
Then you have to go in with a positive attitude. You have to go in with, this is mine. This is mine. Don't worry about disappointment. Disappointment's going to happen in life all the time. We always get disappointed, right? Don't worry about disappointment. Disappointment is just an opportunity to do something different. But so when you go in with the attitude of, I might be disappointed, that kind of drains you emotionally, right? Oh, I might get disappointed. I might get rejected. Oh, my God. I just get another rejection. Just another rejection coming up for me. You got to go in with, this is mine. This is absolutely, if you feel
positive.
Oh, well, then you'll get it.
I will be right with you. I'm just talking to the manager.
Yeah, but you'll get it. You'll get it. You just stay positive.
Okay.
And what I hear for you really is really important for you. What I'm getting is that you go in with your strengths and only seek things that play to your strength, not your weakness. So if you're good at certain things, only play to those things. Don't go in and don't waste your time pursuing roles or pursuing things that you may not I'll grow, you know, I'll develop. No, you're at a stage now where it's you go in with what you do well and what areas you do well and only pursue those. Don't think, I'll go in and I'll learn. No, forget about the learning. Okay. It's time to just do what you do well. Okay?
Okay, thanks much. I got to run. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. You know, when you're young and you're in your 20s or teens or even going maybe even to your 30s, I don't know. Well, at a certain point, you have a lot of experience. And at a certain point in life, you know how to do things really well. And you've discovered what you do really, really, really well. Okay? And then that's your time in life where you say, I'm only going to pursue the things I do really, really well. I'm going to focus on my specific. Now, you might want to try other stuff, but if you're trying to make money and if you're trying to be successful, then you do what you do really, really well. Dabbling in a whole bunch of stuff, I just want to learn, you know. No, stop it. Stop it. When you reach a certain age, stop dabbling. Stop diddling around looking for things to do. Oh, figure out what you do really, really well and only do those. And you'll be more successful. That's the way it works. You look at really, really, I got a caller, 253. I'll be with you in a second. I'm just kind of a little ranting here. I'm going off again. I've read a lot about very, very successful people. That's one of my favorite things, just read about very, very successful people in whatever field they're in and how they specialize and how they learn that this is what I do well. And this is, okay, well, I'll give you an example. Richard Branson, billionaire, right? I think he's a billionaire, close to it. He discovered somewhere along the line that he's good with ideas and he's good developing and starting stuff up. But he realizes, I don't like day-to-day management. Nah, I'll just hire really good managers for any of the burgeoning stuff that he's doing. I will make sure, and I'm the idea guy, and I create, I have stuff that I like to do, and this is what I do really, really, really well, and other people can do the other stuff. I don't have to do it all. That's what I do. So think about that. Do what you do and do it really, really well. And let other people do the other stuff. You don't have to do everything. You're not you don't have to be a Renaissance person to be successful. You don't have to do everything. You just have to do one thing really, really, really well. And you can be successful. So let me take a couple calls. I have another 646 number, but I have 253 you've been holding for a while. So let me take you first. Ta-da!
Hi, good
Hello.
Day.
So what do you do really, really, Holly, what do you do really, really well?
Clean.
No, seriously, I mean, really. Okay, are you good at it?
Yeah, I'm OCD clean.
So, but how does that relate to, okay, what's your question? I'm off on my own little tangent here.
Just message from friend or family on the other side, that's all.
You sound kind of down. What's wrong?
I'm just getting over a cold, and I'm just tired of being sick.
Oh, no. Okay, so think well. Don't think sick. Think well. I'm feeling better every day. I'm feeling better every hour. I'm not feeling sick. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling healthier every hour. I feel like my body is really turning around and really in a good place right now. Okay, think of that. I'm not sick. You're not sick. You're just
okay.
Getting better every hour.
I'm getting better.
That your body, yeah, your body is feeling more and more healthy every hour. Because you say I am sick means that's the condition you're in and you're perpetuating that condition. Got it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're not sick. You're just getting better. You're feeling better all the
time. Yeah, I'm getting better. It's already been 4 days. I can't get worse. I'm getting better.
Okay, you went negative on me again. It's not going to get worse. No, you just said it's going to get worse. But that's all right. No,
I
just
said,
saying I'm getting better.
It cannot get worse.
So if there's, real quick, anything else, because I have other callers, but let me see if they have anything else for Holly today. It's a male figure. Father's side. You know what? It's not even an ancestor. It's not even an ancestor. It's a past life person. It's somebody that you've known from past lives. It's not direct family line. He's never been in your family per se, but you had a great relationship with him in a past life, your last past life. You were great lovers. Whoa, that's cool. I like this. This is fun stuff. Ooh, look at this one, huh?
Oh my goodness.
So what is he? I don't get a name. I wish it. Robert comes up, but I don't know what that means. Maybe that's in a past life, not now. He was a Robert in a past life when you were together. You danced a lot. Okay, so what is he saying to you now? He's saying to you, Holly is about ready to hit a lucky streak.
Yay!
Holly is about ready to hit a lucky streak in her life. So expect miracles. Expect them. Expect miracles. We're back to miracles. I'm trying to weave everything into miracles today because that's the theme of the show is about miracles. So creating miracles. So Robert's telling you, expect miracles. Expect to hit a lucky streak in your life. How fun is that? I don't know what it means.
Robert.
Lucky streak. It could be relationships.
Okay.
Oh, guy, do I tell you this? I don't know. Are we PG or do you want
to
stay G or you want to stay PG or R on this one? Okay, I'll try to keep it.
PG-13.
Because he's saying that he or they're bringing you into a man that will make love to you till you're worn out. That's what I heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Okay, well, just live with that one up. You better start feeling good really soon, you know, dear.
See, I'm happy now.
Go exercise. Go get in shape. You know, build up your stamina, dear. Okay, got it.
Got it.
Oh, that was an amazing statement. I'm going, whoa! I believe that one. That was funny. Okay, have fun.
That was hilarious. All right, bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you got to believe it, too. If you don't accept it, you go, that's a bunch of BS, you know. Yeah, right,
well,
sure.
No,
he's just great.
I believe in that one.
Okay, just believe. Hold on to it. You're going to have some fun out there. Ah, yes.
Hold
okay,
on.
Holly. Bye now.
Bye now.
Oh, that's funny. I've never heard that one before. That one cracked me up. That spirit's funny. Yeah, they want you to have fun. They want us to. You know, spirit lives vicariously through us. They love to see the human experiences that we have. They love to, you know, watch the sunsets with us and listen to the great music with us. And that sounds very vicarious. Sounds kind of like what's your voyeurism here, that they love to see us making love and having fun and enjoying life. They're kind of into it. They're not going to intrude on us and make us feel uncomfortable, but they like to experience the human experience as we experience it, you know? So believe it. So Holly's friend is saying, yeah, it's going to happen. Believe it. Yeah, that's cool. Let me get a 646-662 number, and I'll take your call and see what's going on. Maybe we have some really interesting comments for you. Hello?
Hey, hello. What's going on today?
Fine. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony.
Tony, what's going on? You seem so serious. Lighten up. Don't be so serious.
Okay.
Life for you is a giant ball of playthings. So go for it. You got a basket of playthings. Go play with your playthings.
Okay.
So what's on? What's going on? What's your problem? What's your concern? What's your issue? Or do you have one? You just want to hear from somebody that died and your ancestors that's on the other side.
Yep. That's pretty much it. The letter.
So let me ask you a question, because this is what I'm picturing. I'm seeing, and I don't know who this is, but they're saying, are you striking gold yet in your life? It's, I see the gold mine and this, and the veins of gold, and you're with a pick. Are you, I mean, not, this is a very metaphorical, of course. So are you striking gold yet?
I am, I'm with the pick. I'm with the pick.
Well, you're going to strike gold soon. You're going to strike gold soon. Yeah, you're going to strike gold soon. Okay.
Okay.
But I hear this too very clearly for you. Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Share what you get. I mean, not that you wouldn't take care of yourself and your family, but share what you get. Okay?
Okay.
It's really important. It's really important for you to share.
Okay.
I don't know why I hear that for you, but that's what I hear. So yeah, you're gonna strike gold, but make sure you share. Make sure you give to the cause of your choice. The cause of your choice, whatever that is.
Okay.
I mean, it could be homeless. It could be cancer research. It could be, you know, whatever it is, right? Whatever you believe in that you can assist in some way. And you know, I'm not trying to pick on you, but I hear also that you could volunteer a little bit more too. Okay.
Okay.
Just do something for. Ooh, this is good. Do something for the elderly. Do you have an elderly family?
So no, okay.
You can do more. Do more. Okay? Not necessarily money, but do more. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I hear for you. And the more you do, the more you'll get.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you go. But, yeah, get that pick ready. You're going to strike some more gold, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
I don't know why I got that. That's an odd reading about me. I don't know if that's an issue or not. I didn't really read it as an issue, but maybe sometimes our spirit wants us to be more generous, more giving of ourselves, especially those who we can serve and assist. You know, I don't know. That was kind of interesting. Let me see who's out there. Okay, 404 number. Yeah, I'm never going to get to my articles today about miracles. I had some information about how to create. Oh, I'll probably just do a thing from Pam Grout after we're done here, and Pam's ideas, because Pam Grout, who's one of my favorite authors, always writes these articles about people who are able to manifest or have miracles happen in their lives. And I always like to share these stories because when you hear about other people getting miracles and things happening for them when they've been asking for it, it kind of builds us up to go, yeah, it can happen to me. If it can happen to that person, why not me? I can get it too, right? Why not me? Why can't I have miracles? First of all, you got to ask, and then you have to believe, right? The two things, you got to believe and you got to ask, right? Hello.
Hi, George. This is Tasha. I was just wanted to see if my spirit guides or angels had any messages for me.
Tasha, you're cute. You're a delightful soul, you know that?
Thank you.
You're a really sweet person. I mean, I don't know. That's your energy, and I'm picking up more about your energy than anything. You're really sweet. You're a really good person. Everybody's not a good person at some level, but you exude this warmth, you exude this caring that's going to keep you going in life. Okay, you will be rewarded for your attitude. I'm not talking about lots of money necessarily, but you will be rewarded that people will give you things because they think you're a good person. What do you think about that? Do you believe it?
Okay.
Does it happen?
Good.
Does it happen already?
Well, I get a lot of I don't know. I get a lot of things from my parents, my family, and sometimes can be pretty mean. But you know, especially in relationships.
Okay. Well, but you just turn your back on them and let them go. Just turn your back on them and let them go. If they start to be mean to you, just let them go. Because you have such a good spirit, you can't let them drag down your spirit, your energy. You can't dwell on them and think about them and, you know, oh, I could have been. You know, it's not about you. I mean, it's about them, not you. Because if they have an attitude, a lot of times it's because they're jealous of your spirit and energy.
Okay. So even in like relationships. Like,
Intimate relationships?
Mm-hmm.
What about that? What's the question? I mean, we're going to get R-rated again here? No, I'm kidding.
No.
What's
no,
the
no,
question?
No. I want to know, if you saw any, like, romantic relationships coming in?
The expression I hear for you is ask and it is given. Just believe it. Ask and it is given. But you can't sit at home and wait for it. You have to go to places that you like to go to meet it. Okay?
Okay.
Because nobody's gonna come knocking on your door unless you like the mailman. He's probably too old for you anyway.
All
right. Right?
Should I go alone or with a group of friends?
Go girlfriends at least, one or two. Okay?
Okay.
You need wingmen, wing people. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You need people like that with you because you need them to pull you away when you give them the little signal like, I don't want to talk to this person anymore. Drag me out of here.
Yeah.
You got that little sign, that little signal that says, take me away from this person. I don't want anything to do with them, right?
Yeah.
They grab you by the arm and, oh, well, let's go get a drink, you know, like, you know, leave this guy behind, right? Okay, so, yeah, go out with people that friends. Even a guy friend's even good. If you have a guy friend that's platonic, that's always a great thing to go out with.
Okay.
Other men, if you have a friend who's a male, I don't know why I get this. This is my cool thing. If you have a male friend that's platonic, and you go out with this person, he knows you well enough to spot men from a male perspective that are good for you.
Okay.
You got that? You understand that one?
Yeah.
Because men pick up other men's vibes pretty quickly of what they're all about, especially if you have a man who's pretty intuitive that way. A good person to be with, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a cousin or a brother like that?
I would say no.
So it feels like there's somebody in your life that's like, or a nice gay friend. Yeah. Okay, but you know what I mean. So go for it. You'll get it. Okay?
Okay.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you.
That's a big dating tip anyway, you know, especially for women to go out with a guy, especially if you know, I've known people, friends who will have gay friends and they'll go out with them and go places they can take, because, you know, a lot of times, to dance or whatever, but they can pick up on guys. I mean, they can understand the relationship with guys, and they can go, ooh, that one, that's a good one for you. Oh, that one's a bad one. Or they can stand up for you when there's a problem. So women, think about that. When you're going to go out, and especially younger women, or any woman, really, have a guy friend, just a friend, platonic friend, and pass them off as your brother or cousin from Arkansas or someplace. I don't know, whatever. You know what I mean? Okay, that was fun. Let me get to the Pam Grout thing because I have a few more minutes left. Again, I put the messenger in there if you want an extended reading or if you want to learn more about, if you want to contribute to the show, $5, $3, whatever it is, or you want to learn more about the therapeutic meditations. There's an article there about that, what that will do for you. Or if you want an extended reading, I can do that for you. Love to do that for you. Get into a little bit more. I like to Skype or do things. I mean, even Facebook video is cool too, because then you really get into the energy of people. You see them, you really connect with their energy. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. That's just me. Okay, let me do this thing here. This is an article she wrote. She posts these blogs on a consistent basis, and I'm trying to get to the specific article that she wrote. This is from her friend, Melissa J. Haynes. a fellow Course in Miracles fanatic, and she wrote a book on learning to play with a lion's testicles. And then Ellen DeGeneres featured this on her show. So that's the name of a book. You better look for it. That sounds like an interesting title for a book. It's Melissa J. Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. And the book is Learning to Play with a Lion's Testicles. That could be a little dangerous. Okay, so here's the story. Ten days ago, her best friend Rufus died. He was a beautiful German shepherd who she asked to give her a sign that he was okay. She told him, "A beautiful sunset is not a sign. I want something really specific. I need to know it's you, Rufus." 3 days passed, no sign. A few days ago, she took her three-year-old to McDonald's for breakfast. Her daughter, as three-year-olds are known to do, asked for the obligatory toy. When Melissa opened it, she nearly fell over. It was a stuffed dog with a blue wheelchair. Her daughter exclaimed, "Why does he have a blue wheelchair just like Rufus? Is his name Rufus too?" "I don't think so," said Melissa said. "It's just Rufus' way of telling us he's all right. He's just out of view." Isn't that a miracle? Okay, so there's a picture of that. You don't want to see the picture of it, but you can't see the picture of it. I was going to go look at the picture of the. So isn't that that's a miracle, isn't it? I mean, really a miracle when your dog dies and you ask for a sign and your daughter gets this little stuffed toy that's just like your dog with a blue wheelchair like your dog had. So believe in miracles. They happen. You got to ask, though. You got to ask. Now, Pam Grout's little thing is if you say, okay, 48 hours, show me a sign or show me a miracle, or 72 hours, sometimes that takes a little bit longer. So, folks, my friends out there, you got to believe in miracles. You got to ask for them, though. And you got to believe that they're going to come. You have to trust that God, the universe, spirit, whatever is out there, your dog Rufus, will send you a sign, right? If you have a family member who's passed, ask for a sign that they're still with you. And ask for a really specific sign like she did. You know, it's not just, oh, a beautiful sunset. Well, that's not a very good sign, right? You know, but something that would identify with the past relative that you go, oh, yeah, that was obviously, that was Aunt Harriet, and I know it was her because she loved this kind of flowers, and these keep popping up everywhere. And I'm going, yeah, that's got to be her. That's how cool is that? So I don't really have time for a whole lot more calls, and thank you for calling in today. I appreciate that. I will be back tomorrow. Again, if you want an extended reading and you want to know what your relatives have to say about you, okay, or if you want to delve into a little bit more about past lives, because I love to do past life readings. Those are one of my favorite things to do in the whole wide world. As a clinical hypnotherapist, I did a lot of past life regressions, and they're always rather interesting. And a lot of times past life readings or past life regressions will help you understand a little bit more about what's going on in your life now. Because in your purpose in life, believe it or not, it helps you to understand your purpose a little bit more. So if you're interested in that, contact me, because it's one of my favorite things. And I do what I call soul readings. It's like getting into your essence of who you are and delving into that. So themessenger.info is the place to go to contact me, or you can contact me on Facebook. I think all the information about that is on my page here on Blog Talk Radio, so you can reach me that way. So I have about a minute left. What can I talk to you about in about a minute, right? A minute. Ha ha. Have a great weekend. You guys going to have some fun. Have some fun. Do something nice to yourself. I always tell people, do something very special for you. You know, sometimes it's about helping other people and it's being generous and all that sort of thing. But every once in a while, you got to just stop and say, you know what? I'm going to do something nice for me. I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time for me. And do that this weekend. Figure out something that you haven't done in a long time that you really enjoy doing. Maybe that special meal, that special food. Like for me, it's like every once in a while, cheesecake. I'm gonna have some cheesecake, you know, just a special little deal. And it'll just kind of pop you open a little bit more and make you feel better about yourself. Make a little more positive outlook on life. So it's been fun. Enjoy the calls. Enjoy and love you guys. And we'll talk soon. Bye.